Going to call to order this special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Chelsea Public Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2 this Wednesday, December 17th, 2025 at 3:35 p.m. And it's being held at the offices of York Hall in South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a quick roll call today for our minutes. My name is Tom Jolly and I'm District Counsel.
Hannah Garrett Cabadia, District Counsel Paralegal. Shanna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Ryan Kent, Vice Chair and Treasurer.
Joe Darger, Chair.
Vicki Kelch, Secretary.
Jonathan Ward, Advisor.
Darcy Stevens, Bond Counsel.
Great. I think we got everybody. So our first preliminary action item is to combine the meeting for Chelsea Public Infrastructure Districts 1 and 2. Do we have a motion to combine the meetings?
I move that we combine the meetings.
Thanks.
I'll second that then.
Thanks. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We have one quick consent item, and that is to approve the board minutes held on December 2nd for our board meeting. Those were provided in the board packet. Are there any questions about the meeting minutes?
No.
No, there's no questions. I move that we go ahead and adopt those board meeting minutes from the last meeting.
I second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our only action item today. This is consider adopting resolution 2025-05, and this is a resolution authorizing the execution of the First Amendment assessment ordinance. I'm going to turn the time over to Darcy to see if the board has any questions.
Thanks, Tom. I'll just quickly run through it. I think the board is familiar with this, but the resolution you have before you authorizes the execution of a First Amendment to Assessment Ordinance. And the First Amendment to Assessment Ordinance, it has a few attachments to it. I'll just run through those really quickly. It authorizes the reallocation of assessments. After this change, there will be assessments on the unsubdivided parcels that are still being assessed by developable acre, and the subdivided parcels will be assessed by lot. Those are listed in Exhibit A. Exhibit B will be the certificate of owner agreeing to this reallocation. Exhibit C lists parcels that are going to be released, having the assessment already been paid on those, so those will be dropped. And our new assessment list is listed in Exhibit B. Those are the parcels and the respective assessments that will remain on the land after this amendment. The documents authorize the execution of the First Amendment and the recordation and posting of it in order to make it effective. And happy to answer any questions.
Well, thank you, Darcy. I don't see any questions. So do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2025-05 as stated?
Yes, I make a motion that we adopt 2505 as stated.
Second?
I'll second. I was muted. Sorry.
All in favor say aye or yes?
Yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We are going to be sending those documents out, the resolution out right after the meeting today. If you guys could get that signed, I think there's a notary on that too, isn't there, Darcy?
Yeah, yes, correct. And I've had a few, or I spoke quickly with Joe about it, that the resolution needs to be signed, that First Amendment to Assessment Ordinance needs to be signed, and then after it's been signed and notarized, we need that posted on the public notice website. I know you handle that, I think, Tom. And then it needs to be posted on site at the property, which Joe knows about. And then after that's all done, the certificate of chair from October and this First Amendment need to be recorded. So it's a little bit of a process, but we can send a reminder. Tom, you're going to send them the signature pages. Do you want us to compile a copy for recording? Is that the easiest thing to do, or How do you want to frame that?
Yeah, I think that works the best. Usually on the assessment stuff, you guys handle the recording and we just post on the website and make sure that it gets posted on the property. And I think most of the time you guys ask for a picture showing that the assessment ordinance has been posted on the property.
Yes, if you could take a photo, yes, please. If you could have whoever post it, just take a photo. That's helpful for our records.
It's in works. I've already taken steps to arrange that so that can be posted in a photo tomorrow. Tom,
Perfect.
if you can post on the website, and then I guess you just need some clarification on what we need to actually get this recorded. I could have Jesse over Red Mountain Title record that, or what's the best way to make sure this happens?
Yes, that would be great if you have someone local that can record it. They just need to get, we can send it compiled and you would just need to slip the original signature pages in and then they could record that. So we can do that. I'll send you the two documents that would need to be recorded that have been compiled. Do you want me just Tom, do you want me to just send the signature pages then if I'm already sending them that? Would that be easier?
That would be
Okay.
great, Darcy.
We'll
Appreciate
just
it.
take care of that. Yep.
Jesse at Red Mountain
Cool.
Title is expecting that. I told her you would overnight it, Joe. She knows that it's coming and she'll record it right away.
Yeah, and I think just to be clear, we'll send her everything now except for the signature pages, and then I'll overnight the. I think Vicky and I both need to get them notarized. We'll go do that today, and I'll get them overnighted.
Perfect. That sounds great.
And then just to clarify, you'll send the signed ones back to us to post. Right? Like what?
No. Just let them do that. Once you sign, just Darcy, I guess they'll send back a.
A PDF.
Electronic
Yeah,
version.
I'll send a PDF to you, and I'm sending a PDF to the person who's going to post it on site for us tomorrow.
Perfect.
And then
Because
I'll
we,
send the original to overnight to Jesse.
okay, we'll just need a copy so we can post it to the Utah website. Good question, Hannah. All right, so there are no administrative action items, non-administrative non-action items to discuss today, so we can have a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn this meeting.
We have a second.
A second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We are adjourned. Thanks, everybody, for your participation today.